بتفرخ كان خايدش ورابط كف عين جمل سيف فاف. Really, this is like part three to the simon. The first part of the simon was talking about when you sell something and because you give a delayed price, you sell it on credit, you charge him more, which is that's a type of amtanas mois. Part two, which was basically last week, where you can sort of structure deals of ribis, or what apparently looks like ribis, through chalipei shtaris, mechirei shtaris, I can sell you someone's chayv at a discount. And we discussed last week a number of afanim, how with that halacha, or those two halachas, dalet and hay, you can get around and really create a transaction of hava beribis. And in fact, the poskim, now it's not so prevalent, but then they said that that was like the prevalent way to do it, to wait, not had to iskas, but the way to be malve beribis would be by having a structured deal of flipping shtaris involving three people. And we discussed different stories, cases last week. What we're doing now is part three, is the inverted type of part one. That is, that instead of selling something for more, because he's selling it on credit, you're going to sell it at a discount because you're getting prepaid. If someone, you make a deal that I'm going to sell you something early, I'll sell you something and I'll deliver it later on, but you're going to pay me up front right now. And because you're paying me up front, I'm going to give you a cheaper price. That itself has its ribis problems because that also is agan akter. It's also because of akdamis mois, because he gave me the money up front, the deal wasn't made yet, and it's I have the benefit of being able to use this money before I have to deliver the goods. So that's like a halva. And if I give you a better price because of that, that's going to be ribis. And we're going to see different variables. Really, this part extends...
When is it kind of the head?
Okay, we're going to see. That's really the different variables. But we're going to... Mitzvah Hashem, this type of... This part three is going to cover or basically last us for the rest of the simon. There are going to be a lot of different cases. Just let's try to take it one at a time. We can't be kind of the whole world at one shot. Let's get one case at a time. There are problems because really this type of inyan is really discussed again in Kuf Ayin Hay from a different perspective. I'm going to try to juggle the two at the same time. But we're up to Sif Vav. Let's start and let's see how it takes us. Sakta Mechaba, Hayu Chamarav Apayalav Toivim Oysay Bishok. You have workers that need to be paid, they're demanding their pay. So what are you going to do? You're desperate. Vamalu shulchani, you go over to shulchani, a money changer, and you tell him like this, Tain li dina tfua, give me a dina tfua, means give me a regular coin, which is yetzu batza, pish dina shiesh lav tzuru, yetzu batza, give me a proper dina, which, give me money, to farim, this way I'll be able to get rid of my workers, pay them off, get them off my head, v'etin l'cha, and I'll give you for that dina that you gave me, I'll give you, yoysim mishavyov, I'll give you more than a din is worth of moyes sheinim tfus, of pieces of metal that don't have a tzura, nasimon in Eretz Yisrael, that type of, the Gemara talks about a nasimon, the piece of metal which is valuable, but doesn't have a tzura on it, so it's really not considered currency. So for practical purposes, lagavi our inyan, it's considered peiros. It's considered an item, a chefetz that I'm selling you. So if you give me, right now, if you advance to me this dinar, I'll sell to you, I'll deliver to you a chefetz, or these moy sheinim tfuis, which are worth more than a dinar. And I have them, sheishli bebais, I have these moyes she'enam tvuis, and that's the deal that I'm going to do with you, muta, that's muta, provided v'hu sheishli called me'adina, provided that he has the entire shava kesef of this dina. That means provided that he has, let's say I structure with you a dina for a dina and a half, provided I have the dina and a half worth of moyes she'enam tvuis, worth of peiros in my house. I'm allowed to do that. Now, what's the reason why you're allowed to do that? Let's just try to understand what's going on here. You're giving me a dinar today on an item, on goods that I have in my house, but I'm only going to deliver those goods at a later date. And I'm giving it to you at a discount. And that is permissible. The way we see it is, we see it that the deal was structured, the deal was completed. You bought this item. You got a great deal. Okay, so I sold it to you at a discount. I'm allowed to sell you something cheaper than it's worth. I could take something which is worth $1.20 and sell it to you for $1. That's perfectly fine. So the fact that I didn't deliver it yet is not a problem, provided that it's yesh loy bebeis. I have it in my house already.
Not a knife, because you know.
Let's say we get out of a no. We have other. Again, we. either because we know or because maybe it's not enough because that's the price you're supposed to pay if you get it delivered later on. It's discussed quite in Reish Kav Zayin. Let's try to keep a no out, but it's a good kasha. Well, they want kesef. They want payment. They don't want these moyes tvus. They want real money. In fact, al pi halacha, paying workers, that might be one of the cases, the only case, that yitaka not allowed to pay whichever kesef, you would have to pay with kesef. So the workers want to be paid.
They're in the shuk and they want money right now.
Right.
Money at home.
That's also good. You're talking from a practical point of view. Yes, good. I accept that.
What's the fact because we call these things payers? If let's say we wouldn't have a din payers, we'd have a din
moyes. Then you're up the creek. If this would have a din moyes, and basically I'm telling you, give me a dollar today, and I'll give you a dollar 20 tomorrow. That's ribbis ktsutza. It's asma daraisa lechayra. I mean, the way we paskin it. It's maklek as you try them. That's how we paskin. No, this is payers. It's not yetzavat. So it's not currency. So it's considered payers. It's very nature, it's payers. It's like in any other item, any other goods that I can sell, and I'm allowed to sell you goods at a discount. The way we view it is we view it that already it was done today. It means the mechira already took place today. So, sorry? Yeah, mois is just a term, but basically what it means is that it's metal which don't have a tzura on it. It's not yetzibatza, it's not currency, and because it's not yetzibatza, it is considered peiris. It's chazakul or nasimon or whatever it is. It's, you can't buy anything with it. Try walking into a store and giving that mois to somebody, you won't go too far. It's not currency. It's only, you want to barter it. I can walk in a store and give you shoes also and buy milk. But it's not considered moist. It's considered pay. So I'm selling you that for this dinar. And that's permissible. I'm allowed to sell something at a discount. That's fine, provided, again, the mechira is done now. It's yeshli bebayis. I have it now. So I'm selling it to you at a discount. That's fine, even though it's clear what the reason of this is. Now, sorry? Correct. Correct. That's the basis of this hetz is only because it's a mechira, not a halva.
If he didn't have him in his house, it would be an halva.
But now, if he didn't have it in the house, which we're going to see Yetzer Hashem later on tonight and throughout the Simin L'Chayra, if he would not have it in the house, it would be also because of this problem. Because that would be considered that the deal wasn't done now, there was no sale yet. On what? I don't have those items, so there was no sale. So then, by default, the money you gave me was a prepayment, just a halva. You extended me money in advance, so that's a halva. And then I'll have a problem. In fact,
it also has to go with the cheshbon of Moses Koina.
Well, they try to use that svar. They try to say, Hayois Moses Koina midoraisa. So even though midrabanan, it's not koina, but that's enough, and it works like Abi Misha Para as well, Mois. So that's enough to view this kinyan as a done deal that we shouldn't have problems with ribbis. And these type of svaras we're going to see throughout the siman. But let me try to finish the Rambam. We'll get back to. We'll try to take this apart. From the Russian Taisis is Mavua. This is Rama's opinion. Dein tzarek shiyeh kol dmei adina biyadai. He need not have the entire shava kesef that he's selling. He need not have all those moyes sheinam tvuas. Even if he has one, it's enough. El afilu ma'at mehem is also permissible. Kumoi, just like ba'avo asa b'asa delel. Just like ba'avo asa b'asa, it's permissible. Even if you have only a little bit, so to hear it's permissible. Even if you have a little bit, I have to explain this. And that's what I believe is the ripe shot. Our Torah says, "Faket." Our Gersa Natur is that it's not enough. You need to have all. And like the Mechaber says, you have to have all called Me'adina. But the Rambam held that just like Sa B'Sa, it's permissible so to hear. Now what is the case? You need some background information here. Sa B'Sa means I'm going to lend you. I'll lend you an apple, I'll lend you an egg, you need to borrow my butter, no problem. Here, take this butter, eggs, milk, whatever it is, and pay me back tomorrow, again with butter, not the very same butter, you're using this butter, but you're going to pay me tomorrow with a different tub of butter or a different gallon of milk or whatever it is. So that's sa'a bisa. I'm giving you an item, I'm giving you peris, and you're giving me back also peris, the same exact amount. So there's no ribis in terms of quantity, that's sa'a bisa. But the problem is that normal sabbasa might have a problem that the saw that I give you now is worth a dollar. Tomorrow, when you're going to be paying me back with that saw might be worth already $1.05. So that would be a ribbis midrabanan. That means even though in quantity you're giving me back the exact same thing I lent you, the exact same amount that I lent you. But if I lent it to you today and the market price for it is a dollar and you're going to pay me back tomorrow and the market price is $1.05, $1.10, that is ribis. We see that I'm getting more for the halva that I lent you. I lent you a dollar's worth of shavah kesef and you're giving me back $1.10. That is awesome. Now there is a heta to do this that's provided at Yeshlei. Let's say if the person already has a bottle of milk, but he needs a second bottle of milk, or he's baking a cake, he already has a bag of flour and he needs a second bag, he already has a dozen eggs, he needs a second dozen, whatever it is. So that's going to be permissible. Because I'll view it the following. Because I'll say that the saw b'saw works the following. The saw that you gave me was as if you bought from me the existing saw that I have in my house. So you gave me a saw. Against the saw that you gave me, I'm giving you back another saw. That was a sale, was already done. So the fact that it goes up in price and tomorrow that saw is worth $1.10, that's not a problem because in your rishus it went up in value. It's as if that saw that I had in my rishus was sold to you already, and therefore if it went up in price, it's your saw that went up in price. Your saw appreciated, so we don't see it as ribis. Now this is a shtickel of a game going on here, but again, this is all ribis derabanan, heimam rav heimam. They said that normally it would be a problem, it looks like ribis, because I'm lending you a dollar of shavah kesef and you're giving me back $1.10 of shavah kesef. And they say, no, that if I already have that, that's fine, because then we view it as a mechira, we don't view it as alva.
What do we think?
I mean, where do you see that I have the saw in my house? I tell you, I have a saw in my house. The recipe calls for 6 eggs. I already have 3. I need another 3. Could you lend me another 3 eggs? I'm short 3 eggs. I have 3 eggs in my house. So it's as if you gave me these 3 eggs. Against that, I already sold you the 3 eggs in my house. Mind you, a minute later, I'm going to use all 6 eggs for my cake. But it's as if I sold you those extra 3 eggs. And then when I use it for my cake, good. Imamish didn't buy those eggs. Avada, the kinim wasn't chal. But that's how we view it. It looks like one big mekach. We don't see it as alva. And Chazal say it's mota. Yeah, we're not going to use those. All 6 eggs I'm going to use. And I'm borrowing from. No, if it's different items, that they don't work. Because I'm tomorrow I have to give you back the eggs, right? What's the deal? You lend me eggs, I'm going to give you back milk? Or you lend me eggs, I give you back eggs? What are you lending me? I want to know your case. Eggs, and what am I paying you back?
Eggs,
okay, so.
I have milk, but
Shabbos
don't
eggs
in my house.
Yeah, okay, no, because that we don't see it on. It has to be on that item, that very same item. And not only that, Chazal go a step further, bigger Chiddush. It's all Kuf Samach Beis, we skip this, but Chazal go a step further and say that you don't even need all 3 eggs in your house. I want to borrow 3 eggs, but all I have in my house is 1 egg. That's also permissible. Why? Because when you borrow 3 eggs, don't look at it that the deal was 3 eggs in one shot. It's as if we break down the deal. You go to your neighbor, I want 1 egg. 1 egg is fine. I have 1 egg in my house. Then you tell your neighbor, I need another egg. I still have 1 egg in my house. I need another egg. I still have that 1 egg in my house. So from one mashu, a ma'at of that item, I could all of a sudden keep on borrowing.
I don't even have to do it as 1 egg. I'm giving you 1 egg and then I'm giving you the other 2 eggs.
Okay, so that God is a Lashon Rashba. You have to know what the Rashba means. I believe Rashba means something else. But now that you're married, I'll tell you, it's really makloik is Rashi and the Rashba. Why? How does that work? So Rashi says it's not a problem because Be'etzim, since even though that 1 egg that I sold to you, I'm still allowed to use. Right, because I need it all for my recipe. So I borrow 1 egg against the egg that I have. I could borrow a second egg against that very same egg that I had initially. That's not a problem. The Rashba says no. The Rashba says once I use that egg, I can't use it a second time. But the Rashba says not a problem. I borrowed 1 egg against the egg that I had. Now I got your egg, right? I have a second egg. So now I borrow a third egg against the second egg that now I have. And then I'll borrow a fourth against the third, etc. And I keep on going 1, 1, 1. And that's how I'll get as much as I need. So that's the halakha by Sabasa. Really, tonight we're not learning Sabasa. But the halakha by Sabasa is that as long as I have anything of that min, if I have a mashu of flour, I could borrow, you know, a whole store's worth of flour, because I have one grain of flour, one mashu of flour, I can just keep on going and going and going. That's halakha, because all this is ribbis derabanan. Once you're in the realm of ribbis derabanan, so as long as we could see it as a mekach, not as a halva, that's fine. Based on that, Ramah says, and who are then over here? This is also only ribbis derabanan at worst, because you're giving me money and I'm selling you item. So it's even if I sell you more, even if I pay you $1.20 worth of an item for only $1, we discussed with this Chavis Das that could only be ribis to Rabbanon. Many times all ribis machmas mekach is the Rabbanon. The simple reason is the Chavis Das is because a hava can only be if I give you something and give me back the exact same thing. I give you fruit, you give me back fruit. I give you money, give me back money. I give you money, give me back fruit. That's already a mechira. Not the same thing. That's not ahava. And the only reason why it's us is because the Chazal said it smells and looks like ahava, so that it looks like ribis. So that's us midrabanan. So any time where you give me money and I give you a chayfitz in return, that's only ribis derabanan. So Dr. Ramay, Hayosis is only ribis derabanan. And by sabasa we see they can get away even with a mashahu. So too over here you can get away even with a mashu. You need not have all the moishenim tefuas in your house. Even if you only have a mashu, that's also fine. That is the Ramah. And the Shita's Ramah is Peladik. Everyone down, I mean, the Lavush, the Bach, the Prisha, the Taz, the Shach, all the way down, everyone tries Chai V'Kaim that this is not true. He's coming from the Tzushtal HaTaisis, HaTaisis Medam of the two Halachas, but clearly the two Halachas are Chalak, and they want to say Avadi L'Gabedit Halacha as well. Sabbathah is... I'm giving you something, I'm taking back the same thing. So let's make it easy. Let's take the Rashba Svara. I give you one item. Let's say eggs. I have one egg. I want to borrow an egg. I want to borrow 10 eggs, but I borrow one at a time. So I borrow one egg against the egg that I have. Then I can borrow the second egg from you against now the second egg that I have. It means there are three eggs. I have one egg myself. I need a second egg from you. I'm allowed to borrow it against the first egg that I have. I can borrow a third egg against the second egg that I have. And that keeps on going. It's the same min. So that's simple. That would not apply over here. What are you going to say? I have one moishenim tvus. I have one asimon in my house. I'm going to borrow from you 10 cents against this asimon. And then what I'm going to do? Borrow another 10 cents against what? I only have one asimon. The second, the 10 cents that you gave me is not an asimon. It's money. It's something else. It's not going to work. And even if you learn like Rashi's type of asura against that one thing and keep on going, that's only because it's structured in like an item of sabasa, which is really not a mechira. It's just because I'll say, since it could be viewed as a mechira, we're not going to jump that, hey, the saw that I'm giving back, the saw that you're repaying me, is worth more than the saw that I lent you. We're not going to jump on you because we could see it as a mechira, but it's not really a mechira. Here, where it's really a mechira, you're giving me mois, you're giving me you're giving me a dinar, giving me real money on an item that I have, that's a regular mechira. It might not be koinim midrabanan, because mois ain't koinim midrabanan, but it's a real mechira going on here. I can't go ahead and sell you that item again, sell you that asimon again. It's already sold to you. It's already contracted to you for the 10 cents that you gave me. I can't use that same asimon again and again and again. It's not going to work. It's already sold to you. And therefore, everyone argues with Rama and says, Allah kalamaisa avada, you need to have all the moishin and toys. You have to have all the chayfets that you want to sell at a discount. You can't get away with only having a mashu. If you want to sell this case, you have $1.20 worth of goods, you would like to sell it for $1, that's fine, provided you have all $1.20 worth of goods. Then you could sell it at a discount. If you don't have it, you can't sell it at a discount. So halacha lemaisa, we do not go with this Rama. However, hold copy here, one second. The Tiferes HaMoishin wants to say a pshat, which even though Rama, I believe, never meant this pshat, but at least he's mekayim the halacha of the Ramah mitan acher, and that's the following. The Ramah wants to say, let's just get, the Ramah would like to say that I could do this deal even if I only have some of the chayfet. So let's try to get a good mashal. The case would be, is I have $1.10 worth of goods, I would like to sell you that for a discount for $1. That I'm allowed to do. If I would not have the $1.10 worth of goods, all the akrenim say, that's awesome. So that's Tiferes LaMoisho. It's true, having one penny worth of goods is not going to do it, or 5 cents worth of goods is not going to do it. But Zakta Tzarat Lamaisha, if I'll have 15 cents, then maybe we can get this to work. If I have a little more goods than the spread between the real value and the amount that you're giving me, that will be fine. I'm trying to sell you something $1.10 for $1. So I'm giving you a 10 cents discount. If I'll have anything more than 10 cents in my house, so that Tiferes HaMoishe, it's doable. Why? Let's say I have 15 cents worth of goods in my house. It's doable. Because the amount of discount is not limited. I could discount this thing to anything I want. So if I have 15 cents worth of goods, I'll discount it to 5 cents. I'll take you something which is worth 15. I have 15 cents. I want to sell it as 5 cents. I'll give you a 10-cent discount right away. Now you want to know what's going to be with the other 90 cents worth of goods. You're right, that I'm talking, I don't have it, I can't give you a discount, that I'm selling it to you shava b'shava. So the 90 cents of goods that I don't have, I'm selling to you at 90 cents. But the 15 cents of goods that I do have, I'll sell it to you at a discount for 5 cents. So I'll give you already the 10 cents discount right now. Well, it's not working cents, maybe it's either working dollars. I have $110 worth of goods.
I'm going to work just for 10 cents.
And I'm selling to you at what? Nothing?
No, $1.10.
If I have $1.10 and I want to sell it for $1, as long as I have 11 cents of goods, that will be fine. Because I can take 11 cents to one and give you that 10 cent discount already from the goods I have. As long as I can give you this discount from the goods that I already have, it's not a problem that I don't have the rest of the goods, because I can break up the mekach in two different mekachs. Avad, I would have to do that. Minastam, Pasha, it's not going to work. Min the Ramah, smash me, Minastam, everything's fine. It's the same lambda as Sabasa. Like the Tveres of Moshe, it's not the same lambda as Sabasa. But the reason why it works is because I'll make two different deals. Go with the rabbi, he'll tell you very simple. Make two structures. Have one deal, which is shava b'shava, and have the other deal giving you the entire discount. If I have $110 worth of goods, I could sell for $100. If I have even $11 worth of goods, I can make this deal $110 for $100. I'll deliver you the rest later on, because from the $11 worth of goods, I'll sell it to you for $1. I'll give you the $10 discount that you need, and that would be fine. Now, if you look, Rikki Vega brings it down. We may as well see it inside. Look at Rikki Vega at the bottom, and he says, this halakha could work. We could salvage this halakha. Im yesh lo hashir shemezo gabe, provided he has what? The share, the spread that he needs to give him a discount. Uma'at yaisa, and a drop more than that. So he has something to sell at a discount. Dahainu, his mashal was b'kainavav behei, if he's trying to give him a discount from 6 to 5. Dumutta, provided im yesh lo shava ekod, Umat Yaisa. It's provided as one in a mashu, he can give off that one discount. Dikna loya kol bad pruta, that's the mashu. Venisha kaiv loya yesa, litin loya bishavi. And the rest I'll give at the regular price. But the Rikki Vega Fiyazois, which is real, the Fiyazois Mashan, says that this is not so poshut. Provided elo dimikom makoim, provided tsarek shulo yehei meizel harbe, you can't give such a unbelievable discount, but Isis actually, actually, from the goods that you have, Shalaye Nikola called the Mizaloi Bishwil Ava Nisha Madina. If you're going to give such a large discount from the goods that you have, that it's going to be Nikola, that the only reason why you're giving such a discount is because he's nice enough to lend you money on the rest. I mean, to give you an advance payment for the rest of the goods that you're not delivering, that you don't have now. That's going to be awesome, because the money that he's paying in advance by default, if you don't have the goods, is like a halval. And if you're giving a discount on these goods, then why are you giving this discount? Because of that halval, that is ribis. We discussed early on from a shach that if I lend you money and I tell you, here, you know, I'll lend you money, but sell me goods at a cheaper price, that is going to be ribis. Because the reason why you're giving it to me at a cheaper price is machmas alva. So to hear, so my marshal wasn't true. My marshal that I told you that I can do something from 15 cents to 5 cents is not true, because since that is nicker, I cut it at a third, went from 15 cents down to 5 cents, that's pretty nicker, that the reason why you're doing it, I see a nicker of hayzala, of a discount, and we could tie it. The reason why I'm giving you such a discount is because of the other 90 cents that you're paying me in advance without having the goods delivered. So machmas that halva, this is going to be a problem. Now, let me just explain a drop further what this means. Rikki Vega explains this in Chedushim, and Daf Samach Dal and above the Metzia. He says like this, we're going to see halacha later on, that the only way to be paisik ala peiris, and we're going to need it later on for tonight as well, if you don't have the peiris, the only way you could be paisik altogether is if it's yeshloi, which one case, we're talking about with ein lo, you don't have the goods, or it's yotza hashar, you could readily go buy it in the marketplace because the shar is out there, everyone knows the price, and you can buy it, so then I could sell you something even if I don't have it, if it's yotza hashar. If it's lo yotza hashar, we're running into another problem entirely, and it's kedai to get this straight, because we're going to need it for the next sif. If I want to go to you and buy something from you that you don't have, even if I buy it at the right price, I want to buy, let's say, a bottle of milk for you, and I'm going to pay you the $1.50, whatever that bottle of milk costs, but you don't have it, and it's lo yotza hashar, you can't get it in the market, so maybe your milk is not a good mashal, but generally we could get it. You, an item that you can't get in the market, I'm now going to be paisek ala peiris, even if you give it to me for the right price. And the reason is, Chazawa Goiza, that what happens if tomorrow it's going to go up in price, so that by the time you deliver me those goods, you're going to give me ribbis. I'm going to be placing on you, let's say I want a box, a carton of plates, and I'm going to pay you for this carton $20, and even if you don't have it, and it's lo yotzei shar, you can't get this carton of plates anywhere in town, so lo yotzei shar, even if be'etzim, that is the real price for these plates, for this carton is $20, that will be a problem of poiskin ala peiris shelo yotzei hashar. I'm giving you money in advance for something to be delivered. Now if happens to be that that when you get the carton of plates, it's taka still worth $20, that's not a problem. Because you're delivering the $20, I gave you $20, delivering me $20 worth of goods. But if it goes up in price and it's worth $21 by the time you deliver it to me, we see a hava berivis, midrabanan. I gave you $20 in advance.
He wasn't kindness when he gave the money in advance.
I can only be kindness something that you have. If you don't have it and you can't readily get it because it's lo yotzei shar, then there's a problem that if indeed it goes up, it's going to be ribis midrabanan, and if you're now even paisik already, you can't even make such a structure. I can't purchase something from you that you don't have and is not readily available. That is a problem midrabanan. Nothing to do with this simon. It's a problem even if you're giving me at the right price. It's a problem because tomorrow it might not be the right price. Tomorrow it might go up, and therefore you're going to be delivering something to me worth more than I gave you.
So, lo yotzei shar means it's not readily available?
Lo yotzei shar means you can't get it at that price. We're going to discuss different nekudas because I'm not allowed to do that. It's not readily available at that price. It's lo yotzei shar for that price.
What if you can get it for that price? You're just not going to have it for 10 days. And maybe it'll go up. But
it's yotzei shar, you can get it right now for that price?
You're going to go to your supplier.
Well, your supplier, the problem is I can't get your supplier. I don't want the wholesale price. I want in a retail price. Could you get it for that price in a retail market? If you can get it at that price for the retail market, then it's fine. If you can't get it on that price at the retail market and you don't have it, you can't be paisik because tomorrow might be worth more. So that's in my memuska. It's nothing to do with our simon. Our simon is when you're giving a discount. That's more general. That's kufayinhe. More general. I cannot pay something in advance, something that you don't have, and you can't get it in the market price for that price. That is going to be a problem. I'm going to see Mietzah Shem later on, kufayinhe more. But that's tama halacha. So Zakri Kivega, what are we talking about? We must be talking about Tveras Moshe's Mashma, that to do this dual structure, this double deal, that I'm selling you part of the deal at a discount and the rest that I don't have, I'm selling you to Beshavya, is talking about where the rest that I don't have, but it's Yotzei HaShar. Now, once that's the case, so then we view it as two mechiras going on. There's a mechira that I'm getting at a discount, and there's the other mechira that even though I'm giving you money in advance, but it's also considered a mechira because even though it's ain loy, but yotzei shar, you can get it, that's also considered a mechira. So there are two mechiras going on. So at worst, Zakri Kivega, at worst, it's only ribis derabanan. It means if you would give me a discount, it's only ribis derabanan. Once it's only ribis derabanan, then Zakri Kivega provided this discount. It's not so noticeable. So when it's not noticeable, they never had a ribis derabanan. In short, I'm allowed to go through with this deal, provided that both parts of the deal are a mechira. So it's only ribis derabanan. And ribis derabanan, they only assert when it's mechzi, when it's nicker. But if it's only a little discount that it's not nicker, so then they never assert ribis derabanan. If I'll give you a real hava, and I'll ask you for a discount, even if the discount is not nicker, it's going to be awesome, because it came machmas hava. And to be moisif, if I'll give you, I'll try to buy something from you, and it's lo yotzei hashar, and it's ein loy, so betam I'm not allowed to buy that, so al karkok, what I'm really doing is a hava, so vaita would be otha if you give me a discount on some other goods, even if it's not nicker. It means if it's a hava, it's otha any discount. If I can make it, not a hava, if I can make it a mekach, then it's permissible to give me a discount. It means the Tveras of Moshe Fadin, that he's able to get the halacha of the Ramah, not from the lomdus of Ramah of Sabasah, but he's able to get the halacha of the Ramah from a different angle entirely, that I'll break the mekach in two, and I'll allot the discount only from the goods that I have. I'll assign the discount from those goods, and the rest of the goods I'll give you b'shava, so that deal is fine, this deal is fine, because I'm allowed to discount as much as I want. Again, it provides not nicker, otherwise I'll have a problem from the other deal. But the kids, that's how he fadined this Ramah. It's not the Pashup shot in the Ramah.
One deal you could go with a ridiculous discount.
If it's one, if I have it, if it's Yeshli, I can have a $100 item and say, you know what? You want? I'm desperate. I need a dollar to pay my worker. Give me the dollar. I have $100 in my house. It's yours. It's not a problem. $100 item in my house is not a problem. That's not a problem. I'm allowed to sell something. Just like we saw, I'm allowed to sell something at a higher price. I'm allowed to sell something at a lower price.
I'm thinking that maybe you could transfer the amount by saying that after he has the less than amount, then he lends it back to him. And then he can sell him that part. And then he lends him back that, and he sells him that part until he gets all he wants.
Like the Rashba, okay.
Yeah, so like
but the Maisa is, in Halacha, we know by Paiskin Ala Peres, yeah, you have to make a Chedra, I don't want to lose the Ilam. But by Paiskin Ala Peres, there is no Halacha of Sobasa. What the Rama said here by Mois, and he proved it from Sobasa, has its problems, and Halacha, we don't pass like that. You should walk away knowing that if you would like to give a discount on. Not so simple to achieve. Now let's just try to finish the Rama. I'll say a shock and then I'll take questions. For Chol there, all these halakas are loy shari ela dina b'mois. Like we were saying, there's really a mechira going on. You're giving me a dina and I'm giving you in return these asimonim, these chveitim. Da'avi derek meka komemka. It's like a mechira. Av mois b'mois. If you're going to give me item for item or dollar for dollar, da'avi. It's like a hava, it's like saw b'saw, afilu yesh le takolasa. If I want to lend you one egg, I'm going to ask to pay me back two eggs, that's ribbit. That's no heter. If I want to lend you a bottle of milk to pay me back two bottles of milk, I want to lend you one asimon to pay me back two asimonim, that's going to be awesome. There's no heter. That's mamish ribbit. That's hava, and you're giving me back more. This whole heter is a mechira. To accomplish a mechira, you need money against an item. An item against the item, or money against money, that's a halva, and that's going to be awesome. The shach, let's learn the shach and so on. Sifkat and tezayin. This is only mut el adina b'mois, which mois shenem tavu ishu menacher. Blives like a chayfet. I'm giving money for a chayfet. Ava mois b'mois, but if you're giving a chayfet for a chayfet, ava b'shishneim einem tavuis, even if they're both asimoinim, kevin shishneim menachot, since they're the same item, that's a halva. V'chein peris b'peris. If I give you an apple to pay me back two apples, also it's also the hav lay halva. That's mamish alone. V'loishari this halva. V'loishari ela sabasa by halva's peris. It's only mutsa sabasa. One apple for an apple. And the whole problem over there was that maybe the apple you're giving me back will be worth more tomorrow. So that's mutsa if you have that apple. But to be avaloi oidif. But if I want to be masna, here's an apple. Pay me back tomorrow two apples. That's mamish ribis. That's no heta. Or mashma that this halacha dahainu is mistama. But if he tells him beferish, halvali, lend me. I say lahedi, it's a halva. Lend me. She derech halva. Afilu peris beferish obeys minim also. Even if it's two different minim, if I tell you the loshen halvali, lend me, that's going to be a problem. If I make it into halva, not a mekar kamem, because it'll be a problem. Or for example, in our case, if somehow you tell the guy, lend me the dinar, and I'll pay you back with the asimoinim that I have in my house, once I make it into halva, that's going to be also. The only reason why it's muta is because normally when you give me a dinar and I give you in return these asimoinim or any other chayfets, minastam, that is a mecha komemkar. But if I'll stress that this is a halva going on, that's not going to be muta, because halva is also to pay back anything more. And I should be myself. Look at the shach sivkot and yud beis. That this halacha of a dinar, that you could give me the dinar and I can give you asimonim, is only dafka of the shach is a shulchani. Dafka by a money lender, that this is a deal, he constantly changes and exchanges money, so he does these mechiras keseda. The urche b'achi. In the shachrina, someone who's not, this is not his geshef, this is not his profession, and he's giving you a dinar, the reason why he's giving you a dinar is because he's lending you. Minastam, it is a halva. It's also ad amle b'feish, unless he tells him b'feish, derech mekoch memka. means this whole halacha is only when it's derek mekka komemka. Vayoshulchani, which normally sells and buys things, so minastam, when he gives you a dina, it's minastam considered a mekka komemka if you're giving him the chepitz in return. By a regular person, it's not going to be permissible. We'll view it as a halva unless you say lahedge, this is mekka komemka. I'm not lending you a dina to pay your workers. I'm paying you a dina to purchase your asimonim that you have in your house. So that's a mekka komemka. So even though you're giving me a great deal, it's permissible because you're giving to me at a discount. That's fine because you're allowed to sell things at a discount. In short, coming out of this sif, you have to remember that you're allowed to sell something at a discount provided you have the entire good to sell. If you have it, you could sell it at a discount. You can't borrow money and pay back even goods at a discount. That's, if you say it's halva, you structure it as halva, it's also. But if you structure it as a sale, and the way to do that is by having money on one end of the equation and a chafetz at the other end, that's going to be permissible. Money for money, chafetz for chafetz, that's going to be also. Sorry?
A man is stuck on something. Somebody pays me. And you
would like to deliver it, so you're not giving it to you at a discount. If you give it at a discount because you're desperate to raise cash, yes, then you're going to have these problems, unless it's Yotza Hashar, whatever we're going to see later on. Yotza Hashar doesn't work for a discount. But if you out of stock, you don't have it, but you're not giving a discount, that's really kufayin hayz. Provided it's readily available, you can get it in the market for that price, it's going to be permissible. If you're out of stock and you don't have it, I mean, and you can't get it because it's lo yotza hashar, you can't get it for that price, yes, then it's going to be also to sell. That's kufayin hayz. To sell in advance. Well, we're talking about selling in advance.
What about most for a safer?
Sorry? Most kedima for a safer, that the safer was not printed yet. Or like, let's say, by the tour, all that, those cases, even if you give it for the right price, yes, you're going to have a problem. Because yeah. It's ein loy, well, it's discounted, it's not erga, but it's, even without a discount, it's ein loy and it's loyat tashar. When they made, let's say, the new tour.
They sold the tour, they don't know they're lost inside.
One second, it's not true, you should know. There was a big problem. What happened was, that when they started this tour, to sell the tour that they didn't have, when they tried to sell this tour, they realized that they need capital in advance. So they made this deal, they'll give a good price, assuming that later on it's going to be worth more. And they wanted people to get in on rock bottom level, get in now, and you'll be able to get a discount. And that was this problem. And therefore, they tried to structure it in different ways. And what they did was that they created, you're not buying the tour. You're becoming a member of the Mechon. And every member of the Mechon is entitled to one set of tour. But you're part of the Mechon. Now, what does that mean in English? What it meant in English was, is that if the Mechon goes bust tomorrow, you go bust with the Mechon, and you're not going to get anything back. Means, normally, if I pay money in advance for an item, and you don't have the item, if you, for some reason, can't deliver it later on, there's a shortage, you can't get it, that's it, it's a strike. You can't get the tours from Eretz Yisrael, you're on strike, he gives me back my money. But if you bought into the Mechon, you became a member, this is a membership fee. A membership fee. Now, if you can't get it because the Mechon went bust, you're going to go bust with it. And that was big. I remember I was in Eretz Yisrael at the time, there were big signs, you know, Kokar is Eretz Yisrael, is beautiful for this. Yerushalayim was hanging on mikveh doors and shuls, this whole structure, how it's done, and the oil was tumbling, is it mutters and not, what the risks are involved. P.S. the Mechon went bust. So everyone lost their money. That was the mice, and that's why Klap Yishmai Gaya, Taka was mutter, because they Taka went bust. And then Shiras Devar took it over, and that was a whole different setup, and everyone never lost their money. But you have it, yes, you have it. There was a, what's his name? A.B. Rottenberg? Is that a music? What's a musician, right? A.B. Rottenberg? So he did such a thing. He had last year, he had a prepayment that an album's coming out, and he's going to give it to you now, a prepayment price, and it was Ein loy, and it was loy yotza hashar, you couldn't get it, and it was clearly prepayment, because he's telling you later on it's going to be worth more, and he's giving it to you now cheaper. And someone was ma'ir to him, he was a brother on some type of radio show, and someone was ma'ir to him this problem, and he said, he got the radio show, sorry, by the time he got the radio show, someone asked him what happened to the change of structure, and he told him, because someone was ma'ir to him, there's a shayla of ribbit, and therefore he changed it, and the way to change it was, not to give it a discount. What he did is he extended this low price for a month after the album was released. So now he didn't have the problem of the discounted price. It was only a problem of Kufayin Hay. And Kufayin Hay, we'll see, there are Hetayim had to get around it because it was Betim Lo Yetzah Shah. He had a way to get around it. But this halakha of giving it a discount, it was Ein Loy, he got around it by, no, it's not a problem because I won't give out a discount. I'll extend the price. Even when I have it, I'll still continue because I'm in control. It's a monopoly. I'm the only one who printed this album. So I can extend this price for a month after the album was released.
There's another reason why I'm giving a discount. I'm giving a discount because I have 1,000 pre-orders. I know how many to print, so I'll have an easier time financing it, whatever.
That's okay, so you have to know, this type of a shiloh is really the shiloh of newspaper subscriptions, the shiloh of early bird, the chavis, what is it called, by day camps, and all these, you know, register early and you get these discounts. So you have to know, when it comes to these things, why are you getting this discount? Are you getting this discount because you're giving them capital, which is really one reason. It's really an important, it could have, I don't know about day camps, when it comes to, let's say, newspapers or certain types of things, let's say, we'll take it to the next step. Let's say you want a builder, and the builder says, well, you know, if you pay me a certain scum up front, I'll give it to you at a discount, so you're going to have this problem. Really, I'm trying to get it all regular, because it is for the rest of the siman, sif by sif. But yes, we're going to see, and we'll have to down each one. But if you're getting a discount because of the prepayment, you are going to have a problem. If you can somehow attribute the discount for some other reason, that's fine, but then if the other reason would be, then what I have to pay you up front. If you want to know how much, if I'm committed, I'm committed, and I'll give you a post-dated check. But don't spend it yet. I'll put the money in escrow. Don't use it. Right? Now, if you, I put in escrow. I gave you the check, post-dated check. Or which I had with a newspaper, I told them, look, I have this problem with Tzadak Damas Mar. I'm not saying they're hard, we're going to learn because of retail of other things. But what I told them is, look, I have no problem. I'll pay you with a credit card. I'll give you my credit card number now. But don't bill my credit card till at the later date. Till when you, if you are you happy with such a structure. And if they...
What's the difference when they bill your credit card?
Because I don't want... No, credit card, so they're not billing me, so they never got the funds from me in advance.
I'm telling him to give so-and-so money. It's already a whole different...
No, I'm telling him that you can't collect from... No, I didn't. I gave him my number, but I trust them. They're not going to charge my credit card till the end.
It's already a whole different structure. It's already not... I'm not giving them money.
That's if I tell you I give you a credit card now, it's going to be awesome. If he has the money right now, it's going to be awesome. He gets the money in advance from the credit card.
I'm one step away from giving them money.
We had this thing before.
Because I'm only going to pay the credit card company in a year.
But I don't know when you're going to pay the credit card, but I'm giving this seller money right now. Yes, I am.
Makmasi.
Right, and the bank is giving it on my cheshbon, so that's a personal cheshbon I have with my bank. But right now, the bank is advancing money to him on my behalf, so it's as if I'll pay the buris. It's as if I advanced the money. So I gave him money in advance. And if he's going to give me a discount because of this advance payment, that is going to be ribbis.
So the way. This can take 3 years.
So I have no problem. So I'll take it for 3 years, but only collect the money at the end.
That's convenient. So only collect it once.
Right. That's once at the end.
No, it's for the first year.
What? So collect it once at the end of the first year.
So that's okay. There was all.
For the first year. And the second year for the second.
No, that's the convenience.
Okay, but so we'll discuss each eight. So you have to discuss them. It's not a regular class. We have. I want to cover Siv Zayin tonight as well. Siv Vav is really. We're trying to chap a rein here. Let's do Siv Zayin. We'll get a little clara. Sorry?
The whole credit card you just said out, it's only if it's a discount problem.
Or a discount problem, or you'll have a regular price, you might have a poiskim problem of Kufayin Hay. But Kufayin Hay, I told you, the ways to get around. Let's try to do Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin is really the Yisoid, and then we'll take questions if we have time. Zakta Machaber. Imkoina Dava Shoshava Yudbeis Biyur. You have to know why the Machaber flipped around the case. Really, this is the classical case that we're supposed to be learning now. Imkoina Dava Shoshava Yudbeis Biyur. You're trying to buy something worth 12 and you're selling it to him at a discount for 10. And why are you doing it? Clearly, Bishriel Shemakdim Hamois. Because he's giving you the money in advance. Then, this is the halacha. In Yeshno Bishus Meicha, if these items are Bishus Meicha, you have them to sell. The Elosh, Einu Motzi Loi Achayova Benoi, just you're not going to get it. It's not available till your son brings them. Or Achayimta Mafteach, it's locked up in your warehouse. You have to find the key. You don't have it on you. You got to go home, get the key. But I have it. I have what to sell. It's behind these doors. I'm selling you these items. I'm selling to you at a discount. It's going to be delivered later because the doors are locked. And you're giving me the money now, it's mutter, because I see a sale going on. You gave me money for items that I have right now. It's a regular sale. I'm allowed to sell something at a discount. That's not ribbon. But if I do not have them, then it's also then it's also because if I'm trying to sell it to you at a discount and I don't have it, so what? Why am I giving you the discount? Because you're giving me money in advance. By default, it's a halva'ah because I'm not selling you anything in return. I don't have the item. And when I deliver the item at a later date, I'm delivering you the Karen plus ribbit. I'm giving you the 12. I'm giving you the 10 that you gave me plus the other extra $2 that it's worth, and that is a ribbit payment. Well, that is awesome.
Well, that's by drop ship through a wholesaler. It's in stock. Oh,
okay, one second. Let's try to finish this. If I'll take all questions, I just want to get this. Is the classical case. I should have maybe done Sivzayim before Zivav. But this is halacha. If I have it, it's moto. Im einam b'shusoy, it's also. If I don't have it, it's also. Zokta mechaba vaita. Not only if I don't have it, it's also, but even if it, I could get it, afilu yesh lo ma'isa dava kofa biyad acherim. I really have it. I just lent it to somebody else. Means you want to buy, let's say, a package of plates from me. Let's say that motion we had before. I don't have the package of plates. I'm giving it to you at a discount because you're paying me right now before I deliver. I personally lent this packet of plates that you would like to purchase. I gave it to somebody else. I lent it to someone in the city who's responsible to give me back that packet of plates. Well, not the very same, but a packet of plates. So even though I have someone who owes such a packet of plates to me, still it's also, because I don't have it yet, and I can't sell something I don't have. Now that's the Rambam's Pshat in the Gemara of Hakafa. Rashi says a slightly different case to both also. Rashi has a case where even though I already paid my supplier for that very same packet of plates that I'm trying to sell to you, but since I don't have it yet, it's by my supplier, it is going to be also for me to sell at a discount. Because the only heter of selling at a discount is that we see the mechira was done already. You can't see a mechira done on something that you don't own. You could sell something at a discount, something you own, but not something you don't own. Even if it's Yotza Hashar. Yotza Hashar, we're going to see, only works for selling something at the right price, but not for a discount. So yes, if you tell me that you're going to pay me the right price, you're giving me money in advance, but the couch is worth $100, and you're giving me the $100 for the couch, and it's deliverable in 6 weeks, and I don't have it, but my supplier has it, it's Yotza Hashar, I can get it for that price, so that's not a problem. Again, because it's Yotza Hashar, that's not a problem because I'm telling you for the right price. But if I tell you I don't have the couch and it's delivered in 6 weeks, and I know my supplier has it in stock, in fact, he can get it by me tomorrow, but I'm going to give you a discount because you're paying me money right now, that is going to be also. If you give a discount on something you don't have, that is also. And they don't have the item that's not going to be permissible. If they're asking for the money up front, if they're again willing to accept delay payment or make the sale, but they won't charge a credit card till later or they'll accept post-dated checks, then they never took the money in advance.
The norm of the sale is that the supplier ships it when you pay me.
I don't think that's going to be a heter because you don't have it. So how could you contract something you don't own?
You know it's in stock. You call up your supplier, it's in stock.
I know, but that's your supplier's item. I would have to somehow make a kinyan from the supplier, have someone standing by the supplier to make a kinyan on that item from him, and then now it's mine. Now I can sell it at a discount. Because I don't have it, I can't sell it at a discount. I could sell it for the right price, but not at a discount. Let's do the Ramah. It's getting late. I want to discuss some halakhas. Not only that, Dr. Ramah, v'nem en ha-moicha loy mishayeshle, and the moicha is believed to say that he has it. I go over to the guy is desperate, he says he'll do this great deal with me, give him money up front, I'll get it at a discounted price. And I went to Shem Neladu if he has no thing, and the guy is telling me, yeah, he's telling me that he has it. Can I trust him that he has it? The Allah says, yes, you're allowed to believe him that he has it. You're allowed to believe that he has it. If Hitaka has it, it's permissible. Even though you don't know that he has it, you're allowed to go through with the deal. Now this is in contrast, I should pause here, this is in contrast, the Taz says at the end of Siv Cotton Test, like I'll be the previous Siv, that the fact that Neman HaMoicha Loi Mishayeshle works, if Hitaka has it. But a seller can't go and lie. That doesn't mean that the seller's allowed to go to the guy and say, look, you know, I have it, let's do the deal, I'll sell to you at a discount, no one's going to know anyway. He thinks he's buying, there's a Mecca Chomemka going on. That's not going to work. Kadosh Baldin Kameh Edom, Dr. Taz, is not Mafkiya Nisaribis.
I don't go think of it. If you give a goddess aid, if you're giving an aid, I can then be concerned. I'm allowed to eat in your house because you tell me it's kosher food. I'm allowed to buy this from you because you tell me that you have the item. But if you don't have the item, this is ribbit. Just like if the food's not kosher, this is treif. And you're being actually served. If you don't have the item and you say that you have it, it's going to be awesome. It's only your name to say that you have it, and you taka have to have it. All right, now, talk the Ramah another. Sorry?
If you suspect that he's lying to you for other reasons,
or you won't give him money up front because you can't trust him if he doesn't have the goods, yeah, then you might have a problem on your hands. You know, again, if he knows that there's a problem here and he's telling you it's an edus for halacha, I hope he's not a kal to give you that edus if he knows that this is the linchpin, this is what the whole het is. It's only gebayt on that because of his psychological problems that he has to present himself as a strong moicha. You know, you don't have to be choshesh that he's a liar. But if yes, you believe he's only saying that off the cuff because, you know, sellers talk a lot, you know, and they'll say whatever you want to hear, yeah, then you might have a problem. You have suspect that he's just bluffing you. All right, now, because there's, Dr. Ramah, another important halacha, because there's loishari ela bistam. This whole halacha is permissible. I can give you this great deal. Bistam, I'll sell you something worth 12 for 10. I'll sell you a box of plates, a corner of plates, for $18. Now, I didn't say that it's normally 20, I'm going to sell for 18. That's fine. I will mefarish loima, but if you say, explicitly say, imtitin li akshav etin lechob b'yud, if you give me the money up front, I'll sell you this couch for 10. V'mla'akas man, but if you're going to pay later on when it's delivered, I'm selling it to you for b'yud beis for 12, that's also. That's already no hetzer. Even if I have the item in stock, and this is a pel of the gechidish, because l'chayro, where is he coming from? L'chayro, it's a type of alumnus like we had at the beginning of the simin, that when you explicitly say two pricing, dual pricing, so you see the hamtonis mois. So to the inverted case, if you see the dual pricing, you see the hamtonis mois. You're giving me money up front, which normally the item costs 12, and you're giving it to me now, paying me 10. If I read it's the dual pricing, so that's the problem, because now that you're giving me 10 up front and I'm delivering later on 12, that is ribbit. But look here, it's Lidami Zelazel. Over there, I thought it didn't come through with, right? Over there, what was the case? I sold you the goods right now, and you're not paying me to a later price, at a later date, so you're giving me more money because of the ribbit. Here, it's either the mechir is going to be now or the mechir is going to be later. Let's say, let me backstep a second. What happens if I have an item, I tell you like this. If you pay me, you want to buy the item 10 today, and take it home with you today, it's yours for 10. You're going to wait and first purchase it tomorrow, then it's going to be cost 12. A builder has a bunch of phases. You come in at phase one, the house is $450,000. Phase two is $500,000. And you bought it at phase one. That's not ribbit. I have a choice. You could either buy today and go through the mechir today, it's 10, or buy tomorrow, go through the mechir tomorrow for 12. I have a right to change my prices as I wish. So that's not ribbit. Yeah, we're talking about when the house is built. Yeah, the marshal of the builder might not be 100%. You're right. With the house is built, I have something that I have an item. I could structure it however I want. We discussed this earlier on. I could do whatever I want. I don't have to sell you the item altogether. You want to buy it, this is the price. I might have to contend with it. No, good, we'll worry about it on a different time. But in terms of ribbit, where's the Amtonis Mois? It's never avo. Either the deal today or the deal tomorrow. So here too, if the whole het over here is goodbye, because you're giving me money and it's yeshlai, and we view it that the mechira is already done now, so what's the problem? I tell you, you want to buy it now, give me money now, I'll sell you the item now, it's 10. You want to buy it tomorrow, pay me tomorrow 12, then I'm selling it to you tomorrow. You sell it tomorrow, then it's going to be 12 tomorrow. What should be the problem? Vice toys from this Ramah, it's really the Makhlek Tishanim, the Ramah's Machmir, vice toys that what we were tying all along is only to structure it to get out of ribbit. It means, really the Mechir is not going on today. Even if you say you're buying it now, because you didn't do a proper gin, you didn't do Akbar, you didn't do Mashiach, Moite and a Kainis Midrash, it's only Kainis Midrash, all it works is from Misha Parah. Seemingly, these Rishonim, they went around Paskin, were willing to go with this artificial Mechira. This, it looks like a Mechira, provided nothing is explicitly blatant ribbit. You know, so even though we all know it's Yotza Shah that it really cost 12 and giving to you at a discount, and that we know already from the beginning of the semen. So Ashar you do is also problematic, Lagabi the other way around. As I invite, we're willing to let it slip through, I didn't tell you it's really 12. I'm just telling you to now a discount for 10, that's fine. But if I mamish red eyes, rachu b'tchaktana, a ribbi structure, 10 now, 12 later on, then it's not going to help you the fact that it's yeshua. It's not going to help you the fact that we look at it like there's a mechir now, because you and I know there was no mechir now, because there's no prophet kinyan now. There was only a kinyan of on a deraisadika level, and on the rabbanadika level, they didn't let this go away. So it comes out like this, Ramon, we paskin, it's a chumra, but we paskin like this, even if yeshloi, even if you have it, it's in your stock, at a warehouse, in a different part of Jersey, where you have it in a warehouse in a different state altogether, and you have to deliver it. And you tell the guy, and it's yeshloi, and you tell the guy, if you pay me right now, I give you one price, and you pay me COD at delivery, I'm going to give it to you at a different price, that's going to be also, even if it's yeshloi. That means it comes out, you have two ways to have a problem. Either explicitly reduch a dual pricing, then it's us even if it's yeshloi. But if you don't reduch to a dual pricing, then it's muta, provided it's yeshloi. But if it's ein loi vait, it's going to be us. So either ein loi is us even if you don't reduch, or yeshloi could be us if you reduch a dual pricing. We're going to have to stop. I'll take some questions, but we're going to have to really stop here. There's a lot more here. If anyone has questions.
What about the term? Someone buys the slayer on terms. So the supplier says, I'll give you 2% discount if you pay me now. Otherwise, you have to pay the full thing, 30 days.
210 net 30. So that we discussed at the beginning. That's really the beginning of the siman, and that we said was taka asa. If you told the guy, again, 210 net 30, we said maybe you can chapa set in certain industries, but nama, without any chaps, 210 net 30 is also. If you say, I'll give you one price, if you take possession of the goods today, that's really the inverted case, and it's delivered, and you pay me one price now, but pay me at a later date a higher price, that is also because that's ribbis. Why are you paying the high price? Because you didn't pay up now. Because you have a delayed payment, that's why you're paying more. That will be us, and that's really the part one of this siman. Well, we're talking about the other way around, where, forget, you're not taking possession of the goods, but you're taking possession of the money. You get prepaid now, and the reason why you're giving a discount for the goods you're delivering later is for them to earn its money. That is what we're discussing.
Every sale
you're buying now. He takes possession now. I buy a sale, I walk into co-op and they have a sale on tuna fish. I walk out of the store with tuna fish. Right. So yes, a furniture or any type of company that normally doesn't have it in stock or doesn't stock it.
They have it in my warehouse.
So it's yeshloi.
I have a sale. The sale's on Sunday, I'm giving you a sale. You come in on Sunday, you buy it. Usually costs $100 today, pay $90. You're coming on Monday, you want to buy it?
No problem. But on Sunday, when you're coming in and you're getting at a cheaper price, is it dependent on when? I mean, what do you do on Sunday? If you pay me now, so you might have a problem on your hands.
Sales are traveling.
Again, it's similarly a problem. You want to know how to get around it? Get around it by accepting post-dated checks.
He's running sales because he wants to deliver cash.
So that's the problem. I mean, you're getting cash now before you deliver the goods.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.